union with Jesus is to position us in that righteousness to be free from the fear and the oppression it causes, and far from terror, too. More on this a little later in the course. The phrase, "fear not," is used 170 times in the King James Version of the Bible. It is a command, not a suggestion, and most of the time it is being spoken by angels sent from God, or by God Himself. God is not the source of fear. If He were, it would not make sense for Him to command us not to be afraid. One important understanding I want to open up to you at this point has to do with the King James Bible Version and earlier translations of the Bible's use of the word fear in relation to our heart attitude and response to the Lord. The use of the word fear in this way is better understood by replacing it with the word honor. Having a reverential honor of the Lord is a good thing. Being afraid of the Lord is not. We will learn why later. So, who is attempting to impose fear upon us? Take a look at Hebrews 2:14-15 to get some insight into this question. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, He Himself likewise shared in the same, that through death He might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Fear is from the devil. It is the result of perverting faith for evil and wicked purposes, resulting in iniquity, which is self-will. See also Ezekiel 28:12-19 and Isaiah 14:9-20. The author of fear, Satan, is constantly attempting to get you to yield to fear, or bring intense pressure of extreme fear upon you through terror. Terrorism is the purposeful use of fear as a weapon. Those who use terror in that manner didn't learn it from God, but from the spirit that gave birth to fear, which is Satan. The following is an interesting story told by Eliphaz the Temanite to Job. "Now a word was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a whisper of it. In disquieting thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men, fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair on my body stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silence. Then I heard a voice saying," Job 4:12-16. If you keep reading the following few verses, this spirit never said, "fear not," which is the charge all angels sent from God always give. This was a demonic spirit, possibly even Satan himself, as he had taken extreme interest in Job, as revealed in the first two chapters of the book of Job. The words I highlighted in the passage from Job 4 indicate that this spirit wanted Eliphaz to be scared out of his wits and made no attempt to assuage his fear at all. This is not the way God works, nor is it the way we see God's angels working throughout the Bible. Now, let's quickly plug something in while this is fresh in our minds. We go to Hebrews 11:6, and notice what it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." Without faith it is impossible to please God. If faith is what it takes to please God and receive from Him, then why would He ever want us to be in fear or afraid when He wants to speak to us or minister to us? Notice what it says about all of God's angels in Hebrews 1:13-14. "But to which of the angels has He ever said, 'Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool'? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation?" Angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister, and they are not going to be able to do that if you and I are afraid and fearful in their presence. They will always tell us not to be afraid. Our enemy will never do that, because he wants us to be afraid in his presence. Fear is to him what faith is to God. It pleases the devil when we are afraid. Let's look at another clue about fear in 1 John 4:16-18. "And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.